Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Today is Monday, but it's a lot more than that. Today is Earth Day.
And to celebrate, the Morning Shift is teaming up with all of our Odyssey Atlanta stations
to help shine a light on Atlanta Urban Farm. Tune in or listen in on the Odyssey app as we celebrate Earth Day and talk Atlanta sports with you.
The Morning Shift is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Good morning on this Monday. This is the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, Bo, and Tiff here with you, and we are not in the Kia Studios this morning. Instead, we are live here on Main Street in College Park at the Metro Atlanta Urban Farm for Odyssey's One Day, One Thing Earth Day event. So I know you all are excited to be here. We've got the roosters crowing behind us because we are at a farm.
It's funny you say it, Tiff. And I don't mean to cut in on you, but if there was ever a urban farm and what you think of in your brain, we literally are 50 yards from the MARTA rail and have roosters crowing probably 50 yards behind us. So we are literally on an urban farm.
Yeah, I think I'm about to start counting the minutes and see what the rotation of the MARTA trains is on.
Yeah, a little German train schedule action, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I had to no move around. Deal. I had headlights in my face, and now I'm facing out. I couldn't even see Tiff. It was just like a shadow with headlights and halos, and I was like, I know there's not a halo over Tiffany, so I've got to move.
Yeah. You know. I need the rooster to come back, though. I kind of – maybe is that the time? You know, what? When was he wait. Well, roosters, they don't crow. What am I saying?
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Thank you.
They're telling you that it's time to get your ace up and it's time to go to work.
But basically, he has already done that.
Yeah, he did his work. Which, yeah.
He's also telling those hens to get ready because the rooster's here.
Yeah, is that...
There are lots of activities, though, today. Everybody's out here this morning. We're next to Star 94. We're next to V103. We are lined up in a row here on Main Street. But everyone's going to be planting some vegetables, tomatoes, gardening, planting, painting areas in the main house of the building that we are in front of. So a lot of good stuff on deck today.
I'm going to go ahead and put this out there. The owner of the farm is here a minute ago, and I need to get in with good with him and say, look, man, I'm doing whatever you need, but I don't think a paintbrush is what you won't be doing, because I'll have more paint on me than I will the wall I'm painting.
Listen, man.
I'm not very good at painting.
After last week, I built a swing set, finished it up on Saturday, and I feel pretty good about my shovel work at this point, man. So if they need me to, you know, plant some rows back there and, you know, get my agriculture on, then that's what I'm going to do today.
Because, so you're saying you're conditioned now.
Well, I'm calloused up, you know what I mean? Okay. The triceps are ready. I've gotten rid of the DOMS, you know, the delayed onset muscle soreness that I had from last week, so...
That's a fitness term.
I don't want to say I'm at 100%, Tiff, but muscle-wise, I'm at a solid 95. I'm ready to go. You know what I mean? I'm ready to go.
Okay. Let us know how you'll be feeling later.
We've got Yellowstone Jersey Mike out here today. So
he's Montana Mike.
He has set us up.
Montana Mike. He's Rip's younger cousin.
So I know we have other
he's
things
Jimmy
to get to, but over the weekend, we all were pretty busy over the weekend.
I know Bostradamus was in Nashville. I went to a
Monster Trucks.
It was not Monster Trucks. It was much cooler at Supercross. They're dirt
bikes.
My bad. Jeez. I'm not a glorified 12-year-old.
I know. It's like Monster Trucks are for kids. My bad.
No, man. I had a great weekend. Wife and I had a babysitter Friday night. Went to a concert. You know how you just have some days where the weather is just Friday night's weather? I didn't have a chill, and I did not sweat. Like, it was perfect.
Perfect.
I had an aisle seat, but it was angled, so there was no chair in front of me. So I'm just sitting there posted up, listening to music Friday night, had a great night, then finished up the swing set Saturday, and just the most suburban dad weekend you could possibly imagine, that's what I rocked with.
So, all right. I had the most non-suburban dad weekend. Did you
go to Miami and raise the club?
I did not do a weekend in Miami, but that might be needed just for the beach, no clubs. I emceed an event over at Fetch Park in Buckhead, benefiting K9 Companions. I got to co-MC with Bradley Pinion, the Falcons punter, their 2023 Walter Payton Man of the Year. And, you know, he's a Super Bowl champ with the Cuffs, the Buccaneers. But he was fantastic.
And thanks for reminding us.
But he surprised us all when he got on stage and decided to match donations. Just a good human being. And so thanks to the Falcons, you know, my peeps over there for lining us up.
But, did you get that hooked up for him?
You know,
yeah,
did a little something, did a little something. So, but yeah, shout out to Bradley for surprising everybody on stage. It was a fashion show, basically, with all the shops at the Buckhead Village. And then they dressed us and people got to walk the runway with like canine with certified service dogs.
Yeah.
So it was really cool. We met some of the people that have had their lives impacted by service dogs as well. So it was really cool.
Yeah, I saw your outfit. Looked nice. Your hat. It was a very Cam Newton
custom
hat. So that was a good call.
Arby's man.
Well,
BM Franklin.
Yeah,
custom
hat. I need to check that.
It was like not 100% Arby's hat, but there was a little. There was a little bit of a taste of it.
A taste of what?
It's a good looking hat. Well, it's just that style. It's the style.
You know, I can save it for Derby Week.
It's the flat brim all the way around with kind of like the cowboy hat crunch up in the middle.
You know.
Yours looked a little off center though. The little crunch thing. Maybe it was just the way it looked.
Okay. Well.
No. It was just looking like a style thing. It's not a knock. Not everything's a shot. Trust me. I'm just observing.
Well, anyway, it was a good busy weekend, and I've got some stories behind that event that I will share in a TV's timeout.
It had been a while since I'd been to Nashville, and it has not – well, not really. I went during the football season, but I didn't. You know, I didn't even touch Broadway.
Right, Nashville.
No, I stayed right at the hotel because, you know, it's a business trip, but –
you call it a business trip?
Well, when I go for the Falcons, it is. This time it was all pleasure.
Right. I was confused.
It was a lot of fun. Look, it's a fun town. It never disappoints with sights and sounds of what you'll see. And I had a blast up there, although it got cold up there. It got chilly.
Yeah.
May or may not have had a matching hoodie with the person I was sitting next to because, well, didn't have a hoodie and had to buy one at the.
Oh, so it was boys' weekend. You guys decided to dress alike.
We had to dress alike because.
What's it like to be able to go to any just gift shop and pick out something that fits you? Because that's not something I'm like.
Are you trying to say he's small?
No, I'm just trying to say he's normal.
Well, just so you know, my buddies that I went with is 6'4", 240, so he's not like he's a little guy.
Yeah. I had a guy pass me at the Masters. He was like breathing hard, and I was like, "Man, that's a tough hill." He goes, "Try being 270." I was like, "Buddy, I got you by a few. Don't even talk to me." He looks at me, and goes, "Yeah, you're a big boy. You might be
when
right."
When you scored your touchdown, you didn't have far to go. This is back when you were playing for the Falcons.
I was not being called.
You didn't. Like, it's not like you ran far, right? You ran a short.
I ran far
route,
enough to outrun the coverage tip.
Yeah. Did you have to hit the oxygen?
The coverage didn't leave the line. I know there wasn't even coverage.
Don't worry about that.
Did you have to hit the oxygen after? Just out of curiosity.
I was in much better shape at that time in my life.
So you did not have to hit the oxygen?
No. Okay. I was not a tanker.
You should have. It would have been a better highlight. You should have been thinking about the marketing. Honest, or as Bro says, your branding.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is? The only thing I could think about was reporting eligible for the extra point. So, like, literally, I handed the ball to the referee, and then I thought, oh, I should have probably kept that. And I was like, hey, I'm eligible. And ran back in for the extra point, man.
So. Did you ever get the ball back?
Yeah. My buddy Kenny, Poppy we used to call him.
Kenny.
Yeah, he got the ball for me.
King Kenny.
Hooked it up.
All right, this hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. All right, the Braves, well, their six-game win streak was snapped by the Rangers with a 6-4 win for Texas.
Yeah, whatever. 2-3 from the world champions. I know the world champions are struggling right now.
Chalk it up to it.
Dude. But last night was
they had three home runs.
Yeah, Lorenzen was pretty good after he gave
Lorenzen
up the bomb
great.
To Ozuna. He really locked in. I thought they did an interview with him on ESPN last night after he had been taken out of the game. And I thought I really enjoyed listening to him and kind of his – I thought – I actually had a new appreciation for Michael Lorenzen. But
I do too.
The big story for the Braves, honestly, at the weekend was Travis d'Arnaud. Little D is – he's been nicknamed by some of us at the radio station. He had four home runs, including a three-home run night. So I'm watching the game at a place called Rippey's, guys, on Friday night. And I get through maybe – I see a second home run. I can't remember if that was a sixth inning maybe. And the game's kind of a little bit close. And then we're sitting at the next bar, and I've got Little D on my fantasy baseball team. So I get alerts when guys hit home runs. And it pops up, and I go, hey – and I'm sitting with my buddy, he's a Braves fan, too, and I go, dude, he hit another one, and this time it was a grand slam. And we were like, what? I could not believe that he hit another home run.
Going nuts. I felt that same way about Marcel yesterday going yard in the first inning off Lorenzen. Like you said, kind of settled in afterwards. Biggest takeaway for me is, first of all, Kirk Cochains made his rounds this weekend in the Atlanta sports scene.
Busy
man. Saturday at the United game. We'll get in United here in a little bit. And then, obviously, yesterday stopping through. But you're right. We don't usually get a chance to watch the Braves on ESPN that much. I thought they did a good job with Kirk. I thought they did a good job, with a number of things, but also Michael Harris's blooper cleats. I don't know if you caught that whole interaction.
Yeah.
That was quite the back and forth, but nice job yesterday. Darius Vine gets optioned after the game back down in AAA. You will get Bryce Elder, it seems like, tonight to make his big league debut for the season. How nice is it that we can call up a guy who started a playoff game last year and also went to the All-Star game, just up from AAA? No big deal. Hey, come on up, big fella.
Well, if you saw the blooper cleats, don't forget Kirko, I guess is they want to call
Kirko,
him.
Kirko, yes.
He had the blooper chain on last
night
as well, which was very rich. I think Ryan Weathers is who is going tonight for the Marlins.
Yep.
Guy that relies on his four-seam a lot. But you're right with Elder. And I'm excited to see the 2024 version of Elder because the early version last year was good, Tiff. He hit a wall after the All-Star break. I look for really him to settle into that fifth spot. I know that people aren't overwhelmed with his stuff because he doesn't blow you away. He's a placement pitcher. But the thing for me is I want to see how he reacts to his second, really, season as a major league starter. And I expect him to settle in and be there for the long run this year.
I'm sorry. I got distracted by your gloves.
Yeah. I got gloves on.
Speaking of finding things that fit, you know what I mean?
These are the gloves that have a little finger thing so your iPhone will work.
Oh, really? You got text fingers.
Yeah. You knew you're such a techie.
That is like the least shocking thing I've ever heard with Mr. Busy Fingers over there.
He can still angry tweet you.
You know what I mean?
That's right. Just because I'm wearing gloves,
while
you guys don't get to stay off
warm
on Twitter.
All right, when we come back here on the morning shift, should the Falcons trade back? They got the 8th overall pick in the draft. If they do, we'll tell you who the ideal trade partner could be and the compensation next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're going to get on down now.
We're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is The Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We are back here on The Morning Shift as the sun is coming up. We are on Main Street in College Park in front of the Metro Atlanta Urban Farm. And we are all out here for our annual, for Odyssey's annual One Day, One Thing Earth Day event. So lots of activities going on, gardening, planting. Is that the same thing? But gardening's like flowers, and like planting is probably vegetables. That's how I'm going to break it up in my head.
I know, right. Planting could be anything with a seed, Tiff, and gardening probably not exactly what that is. But
so
yeah,
then I was right, kind of.
No, I think you're. I think you're all over it.
Organic food here. There's roosters here.
Yeah.
A lot of great things.
And if you want details, you can go to themetroatlantaurbanfarm.org. Got a cool setup here. It's all about the equitable distribution of food and really kind of teaching people how to, create their own options as far as that goes. So it's a really cool deal. Excited to be out here. I'll be hopefully working a shovel here in a little bit doing some gardening or planting or whatever you want to call it. So. Yeah, it's been a cool morning.
You could call gardening, the maintenance of the plants, and the planting would be the planting of the plants.
I mean, really, tomato, tomato.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
It is, but I'm just trying to, rescue you a little bit. Kind
starting
of
the car and driving the car, two different things.
You know.
That's right, sure are. I mean, and you can't do one without the other.
All right, kind of like the draft, right? You have
to be
a player first before you get selected, right?
That's something like that. Patch that thing up, Tiff.
There we go. Hey, Sports Radio 99 The Game is your home of the most comprehensive NFL draft coverage anywhere on the radio. Thursday night, you can join Mike Conti, Wes Durham, and Dave Archer for live coverage of round one from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Friday night, the Wade Ford tailgate crew of John Fricke, Joe Patrick, and Harper LaBelle bringing you live coverage of rounds two and three. And on Saturday, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan are live for the final four rounds. Plus, we have late night coverage Thursday and Friday where we take your calls through 2 a.m. That is the 2024 NFL Draft live all weekend. Right here on 92.9 The Game and anywhere in the world on the Odyssey app.
If the NFL draft was a holiday, which holiday would it be? It's not Christmas, right?
It is Christmas for some NFL
Is it New
fans.
Year's?
No, I think it's more Christmas because you're getting gifts. You're getting five players.
Can I say your birthday? Does your birthday count as a holiday?
Well, it's probably its own standalone thing, maybe.
I don't know. I just feel like it feels like Christmas on Thursday sometimes because you're right, but you're getting the new toys.
Well, I mean, 4th of July.
Yeah. What does that correspond to?
I don't know.
Pride.
Booze.
Freedom.
I'll let you.
Barbecue. And
I'm not sure that has anything to do with
the draft. Let
you
go ahead and sort
that.
Yeah. Not Halloween, I'll tell you that much. Well, it could be.
I'd say the best thing about this week.
Some of those prospects might be scared. Tell you what, some of those guys might look like first round picks, but.
Yeah, they're in costumes.
Once you unmask them, they're.
Okay,
they're not.
I'll let you keep. You done?
just saying.
So, best thing about this week is all the mock drafts will be dead.
No, they won't. We'll get one. We'll get one Friday morning from Dane Brugler, and it will say, way too early first round.
For 2025.
100%.
All right, well, the NFL Network and ESPN, they have joined forces for this week's draft, and NFL Network draft analyst Daniel Jeremiah, DJ, he was on NFL Live with Mina Kimes, and they talked about if the Falcons should consider trading back in the draft.
Yeah, and I would even throw Chop Robinson in there, and I would also throw, even though looking and talking about edge guys, Byron Murphy as a defensive tackle. I think when you have that collection of players, I don't think Dallas Turner has so separated himself from those guys that you wouldn't be interested in taking a package that gets you back, you know, 5-6 spots. You're going to come away with one of those players. They're going to be impact, and then you're going to have the extra resources to fill out the rest of your roster, you know, around Kirk Cousins. So I absolutely would field that phone call, and I think they will get a phone call, not only because the Roma Dunze is someone that's pegged at 9 and 10. Also, 9 and 10 are potential tackle teams. So if you want to get up there and get that second tackle,
yeah.
I think the eighth pick is where you got to go.
Ooh, tackle. That should be music to your ears, Michael. The Falcons have the eighth overall pick. DJ also mentioned Roma Dunze possibly being projected as a ninth or tenth pick. Do you want to trade back?
First off, you got to have a partner to trade back. I love all this. Yeah, they could trade back.
You need an ideal partner.
It drives me nuts because all it does is fuel the fan of the fire that says, they should have traded back. Well, it has to be worth their while to do that, and they have to have a team that's willing to do that.
You have to have a team that wants to do it.
And it depends on how the draft goes, whether it goes in runs or not. If you go four quarterbacks and all of a sudden Neighbors and Harrison in any order are off the board, there might be a team that Kansas City or any team that needs a wide receiver desperately to get up there to get Odunze. But the second part for me is this: when he mentions Chop Robinson and Dallas Turner in the same sentence. It bothered me because I love Chop Robinson's athleticism and what his test results are unreal. But if a Falcons fan sit there and says that. And I can't believe Daniel Jeremiah said that Dallas Turner hasn't separated himself from a Chop Robinson. To me, that is a ludicrous statement based on what they did in college.
Yeah.
Dallas Turner tested better and played better and performed better and had more impact plays than Chop Robinson's had in his, in one season than Chop Robinson had his entire career at Penn State. That's not even a question, and that I just think that is a little bit
to put them in the
misleading.
Same sentence is miss. That's what okay.
Well, and yeah. I think we kind of came in the middle of his quote there, and basically it was asked about. He was asked. Mina Kimes did a good job, and she's like, "Look, some of these edge guys, they all kind of do different things well, but they're not all the same player. But they all kind of blend together." And he said, "I'll even throw Chop Robinson and maybe even Byron Murphy, who's not even an edge, into that conversation of saying, and this guy, this is what we talked about Friday, right? There's going to be a huge run on offensive players to the point where there is a
you
chance.
You may not see a defensive guy.
There is a chance that Atlanta, if they stay at eight, is the only team pursuing a defensive guy in the first 14 or 15 picks. And I think that's massive to keep your sight on because what did we say Friday? And I even included it in Fair Foul. If Roma Dunze is there at eight and you have not moved, he's very hard to pass on. Either way. And so, yeah, to Bo's point, and I like the way you put that, Bo, is you're just putting out information to put it out. It takes two teams to trade around. I think we talked about Brugler last week. Do you trade back from 5 if you're the Chargers to 11 with the Vikings and then possibly try to jump back up to 8 to get a Dunze? Because the Chargers need wide receivers.
And I wanted to point out, too, the other point that DJ was making in this was Daniel Jeremiah is the fact that you're trying to still build around Kirk Cousins. You're still trying to get him some playmakers
Kirk
if you
O'Chains.
Can. So if Roma Dunze is still on the board, do you want to take him? Or actually, who is the ideal trade partner? Who do you want to hear from if you're the Falcons? Who do you want calling you up to say, hey, we want you to move back?
Well,
we want to come up.
I hope whoever I hope that only three quarterbacks have been taken at that point, to be honest with you. And I hope that maybe the Vikings want to get up there and get a quarterback because then I get that I'm getting that.
So you want? Would you want them to trade back?
I'm very open to trading back if it fits. I'm not moving back to 26, 27.
No.
Agreed.
But if I can stay in the top 15, I'm okay with that because now you're creating a situation where you're going to get two starters possibly next season, depending on who you trade in the first round, who you trade with. The other thing I would say is I do like his Byron Murphy comment, though, because if you look at to me, when we talked about last Friday, Dane Brugler's 7-round mock, and he had Mike Hall Jr. of Ohio State going to the Falcons, I just think Byron Murphy is a taller version of Mike Hall Jr. He's 6'4", where Hall is 6'2". I mean, they're both good-sized guys, and they're right around the same weight. And I think they could do a lot of the same things.
I think the one thing you have to pay attention to, guys, is who needs a quarterback. Obviously, Minnesota needs a quarterback, and they needed to trade up, and it's J.J. McCarthy and all this other stuff. Then you start getting back to 12 with Denver. Of course they need a quarterback. You get 13 Las Vegas Raiders. I think they'd love to have a quarterback. Even going back to 14 in the New Orleans Saints, and you look at the situation with Derek Carr,
yeah,
they wouldn't be opposed to drafting one either.
But I don't
and
see
so,
that happening. I don't see that. I don't see do you think, even if it's in the draft, two teams in the same division are gonna deal? I know that Fontenot and Mickey Loomis have a very detailed relationship because Fontenot was his understudy for years. But that being said, I just don't think that's a trade either one of them would be willing to do with the other in division.
I think if it's mutually beneficial and it's only four spots, then it's something you have to look at. And I'm not saying it would. Like I said, Denver and Vegas are right there in front of New Orleans. They're going to be quarterback hungry too. So I'm just saying if New Orleans is even thinking about it, you better jump up in front of those two teams if you're looking at a Bo Nix or a Michael Penix.
And
I have been working on my pronunciation.
You
of
did. That was –
Yeah, thank you. I was you doing know, it in the mirror yesterday. Penix.
I didn't even catch it because it was right.
I know, it was right. Yeah. I didn't even notice.
Thank you very much. I'll take a bow now.
I think that's the thing, though, to that your point right there, that's what Falcons fans need to be cautioned, is don't let these local writers, hosts, and national guys tell you about how trading back is in your best interest, because it might not be even be an option. Your choices of trading back might be taken away because teams might trade up. You're kind of in no man's land at 8, and teams might jump ahead of you at 5, 6, 4, even 7, and get that quarterback that they need just to go ahead and snag it before anyone else can. And that's a realistic thought.
I like that you use the word option here, because nobody wants to be anybody's second option, right?
Mm.
No?
I would hate that.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. There might be a little blown coverage in the dating world. I'll discuss.
Uh-oh.
When we come back with the TB's timeout, we'll also get you up to date on Atlanta United. That's next year on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Good morning.
Yeah!
Back to more of the Morning Shift
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We are rolling along here on the Morning Shift, out front of the Metro Atlanta Urban Farm, a great place to be, organically grown food. Mike, you talked about the distribution, right?
Yeah, equitable distribution. Basically what they're doing is they're teaching you to kind of homestead if that's something you need to do, and make sure that you have the ability to capitalize on your surroundings, no matter the background, location, and everything else going on around you. So it's really cool deal over here.
And all these stations here for Odyssey. We're all out here, Star 94, V103. You got the Morning Shift out here with 99 The Game. It's our annual One Day, One Thing Earth Day. So out here helping out, lending a helping hand at Metro Atlanta Urban Farm. All right, Atlanta United. Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah, FC Cincinnati rallies past them 2-1. And Luciano Acosta had one goal and one assist to help FC Cincinnati come back for that victory.
Man, Mighty Mouse, like I want to call him, Luciano Acosta. He listen, he makes Bo look like Nikola Jokic.
He had a great get-up this week. We'll talk about that later. Anyway,
He did. Actually have that in a little bit of that.
Okay, good.
Luciano Acosta. Guys, this was a game, and obviously, when United plays at home, you expect to at least get the one, or possibly even come away with three. And it seemed like from the get-go, you didn't have Giakoumakis in the lineup. He's still kind of working his way back in. He actually subbed in after Thiago Almada's goal, early in the second half. But I thought United did a good job kind of hanging in there defensively. Noah Cobb has to leave at halftime. He has a migraine that was evidently blurring his vision, according to Gonzalo Pineda. No joke. They put Ronald Hernandez in on the back end and playing out of position. And so you knew it was only a matter of time before he would be up against the wall. But the United's able to strike first. Almada, a nice goal, kind of bending it into to the back post, and they jump out front. But literally 3 minutes later, you get the assist from Acosta, and then you get Acosta alone on a couple unfortunate goals. So the set pieces continue to be a problem for Atlanta United, and really the quick strike goals in the back end. Like I said, Almada scores, Giakoumakis comes in, a number of other substitutions, and there was absolutely nothing that it felt like Atlanta United could do down the stretch because of the misalignments there at the back end.
Tough break. Let's hit a TB's timeout.
Now listen up.
Now let's take a look at what's going on in Tiffany's world.
This ain't funny.
With TB's Timeout on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
So I told you guys at the start of the show, over the weekend I got to MC a first of its kind. It was a dog fashion show over at Fetch Park in Buckhead, benefiting Canine Companions in conjunction with the Buckhead Village. Wonderful event. But before I even got to it, I got a phone call issuing me a warning.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, what?
It was from... What's going on? It was like the wrestling crowd pop all of a sudden. Yeah. It was like,
oh,
I'm about to warn.
This is about to pick up.
You know, this song is, you know, talks a little bit about options. So I got a call from one of my guy friends that shall remain nameless. You guys probably know who it is. Do not say his name. He has to remain nameless.
I just want to ask a question. Is it? Never mind, because I don't want to get
in trouble.
That's what I'm
saying. Do not get people into trouble, okay? To this event, but I get the phone call beforehand. Hey, look, just so you know, Tiffany. I was like, what? And they're like, the girl that's going to be at the event is not the girl I took to dinner earlier this week. I said, what?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Don't mess this up. So I said, okay, I won't. I can be entrusted with this information because knowing me, maybe I would have been introduced to this girl and I would have said, oh, you work at so-and-so. And no. And he actually quizzed me on the phone too. My friend quizzed me and
That's
I said,
so awesome.
Oh, is this? I go, this is the one that works at this place. He's like, no, Tiffany. No, it's not.
Don't ask how dinner
don't
was.
Don't ask questions.
Day.
Don't ask about dinner. Don't
I
ask
love
about
this
anything.
So much. I love this so much. You know what I love? I love when dating in real life kind of mirrors what you would see on like a sitcom. You know what I mean? He's just playing the field. You know what I mean? It's, hey, I'm seeing this person. I'm kicking the tires on this person, blind date with this person. And it's like, hey, Tiff, don't mess this
don't
up.
Don't mess
gonna,
this
I'm
up.
I'm going to be
don't
honest. I didn't see this person that she's talking about as the guy or the kind of person that,
no,
could,
no,
that,
no.
Could, that could float.
I don't think it's a bad thing.
No. It's not a bad thing. I'm just kind of proud of him.
I mean.
Dang. I feel like you're coming at this,
man. I know. You're coming at my boy.
I don't know if we're talking about him, though,
from what I know of.
Yes, you would like it. He is a great human being. I'm all for him. Exercising his options.
I mean, you've told me other stories, and it's like, well, you could never juggle two.
He's more so just.
Do you think that the girl he brought to this Fetch Park event thinks that they are, you know, the only two people talking to one another?
That's a very good question. That is a very good question. I would think that maybe this
has
girl
he, has
might
he made
be,
her think that she's the only one.
I don't think so, but like guys will say things, right? Maybe this person, maybe, you know, this chick, she travels a lot for work, and maybe he might throw in something like, oh, you know, don't have a secret boyfriend at that location or whatever. So when you say stuff like that, because men do trash things like that, it might insinuate you like them a little bit more than you do.
Tired of being targeted.
Right?
You're right.
Tired of being targeted.
I am targeting all of you.
No woman has ever juggled 2 to 3 men at once. You're right.
Right.
It's only
Look,
men that do that.
I have
Absolutely right.
I have not. Okay.
No, I have a number of questions about this girl because I'm curious because I have known people that have juggled, male and female. I have known people that have juggled. So you don't know that she, like, do you think that, is he closing one door and opening another, or is he going to try to have this side by side?
I think the door that was the dinner, the one he went to dinner with, I think is probably the top.
That was the caboose.
Top. I think that's the conductor.
Oh my god!
So I'm not sure,
so she's sitting in first class, and he was like, "This other girl's back in coach, but
there's
she's along for the ride."
Yes, but I guess it's just they're options.
This guy,
right?
Well,
so they're not. But no one's committed. Nobody's committed.
And nobody's risking it.
Maybe
but if she's sitting in first class, he's risking it.
Maybe there were no first class tickets available for this actual day, for that flight. So he had to go back to, you know.
But he could have just stayed in town. He didn't have to fly. You know what I mean?
He didn't have to.
But maybe this is an event that he felt was good, big enough, because obviously Bradley Pinion and Big Time Blackman's there, that he couldn't show up solo.
No, that's not true.
That could be true.
It could be true.
But maybe he just didn't want to sit in the crowd alone. He didn't want to be lonely.
Well, that's true. If your friends are all working and you want to be their support,
you don't want to be alone.
I can see that for sure.
Yeah,
and listen, I get it, man. Like, hey, we've all been there.
Have you seen both?
No. Well,
Have you seen First Class?
Don't ask me about the second one because the story behind it.
Does she look like a coach flyer, or does she look like she could be at least?
Does she look like they would probably upgrade her?
You know
what I mean? At the
ticket
counter.
Maybe she could be in comfort.
That's a good question. I like that.
Okay, if I want to say something, but I feel like it's really inappropriate.
Well,
it's
you know what you said already.
I had not seen this individual. No, this is too bad.
Was she all dolled up?
Let's just say.
Was she dressed like she was in coach?
You're digging me a hole that I don't want to be in.
These are my words.
I'm going to crawl out of it. I don't know what she actually looks like because I heard about this individual last year.
Did you avoid her?
No. But I was not shown a full picture. I will leave it at that. It was a stereotypical dude move.
I see what you're saying.
And wait. I was only don't go there.
Wait.
Don't go there. Please don't go there. Please don't go there. No. Is it time to go? It's time to go. Oh, is it Dylan, how much time we got?
We got plenty of time. Tell me we got time.
All I'm saying is good for him. To circle back, good for him. Play the field, man. Do what you got to do.
Let's just say my first ever meeting of my guy friend, the first time I was introduced to him, he ditched us for dinner because he said he had to go meet this person. But I was never shown the full picture of this person. You catch my drift here?
Yeah, I get
exactly. It's a dirt bag move.
Well, it's also let me ask you a question.
Wait, what's a dirt bag move?
What he did.
Because he didn't show you a full picture of her?
Yes.
Why is that dirtbag?
Come on.
Well, look.
You can judge whatever you want to on the picture. Maybe the dirtbag's not him.
No, it's
but
trash.
The problem is a lot of times people will like from you know what? Let's.
That's trash.
I'm good with it.
Even David's
his move is not the
dirtbag
move. His move is not the dirtbag.
Can I ask you something?
Does this girl only come around when he's in a bind?
I don't. That's a good question. This is the first. This would have been the first meeting. So I don't know, because there hasn't been any situation where we've been in a bind. All I'm saying is I can keep a like. If this was someone I knew, if there was more, invested into this, I might be questioning him. I wouldn't just go along for the ride, right? But because you're dating, everything's kind of fair. Wow. You're just getting to know people.
Tells me she's a convenience. All
right.
And she knows it.
Let us this hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan.
Unless she's
not injured. Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. It's all right. It's trash. When we come back here, the draft is this week. Let's get some predictions from Dane Brugler from The Athletic. Another mock draft coming your way at the top of the hour. We come back here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.